This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Cloutier tried to throw the needle to Nanacoke, but he does, he scores! Incredible! Nanacoke finishing it off, but what about this move by Josh Bird? Scooting the ball over to Nanacoke as he does so well in front of the net. And Buffalo right back at it with the first lead of the game.
Comeback complete.
Had to
come back with that. Welcome back.
Oh, in. I told them before the show, Trevor's on. You got to come back with Creed.
Let's go, baby.
So, the Bandits, refusing to quit, down 5-0 last night against the Toronto Rock on the road, staring down the barrel of their first loss of the season, and no.
Just no.
No.
No lead is safe.
It can't happen.
No lead is safe.
No.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're looking at a 5-0 deficit, and then coming out of the halftime, just 7 seconds into the third quarter, T.D. Erling, the faceoff guy for Toronto, goes right down the field and scores to make it 6-3, and you're like, uh-oh.
Well, there probably goes that fun idea, like that fun notion.
Well, the Bandits had a fun second quarter. That was cool.
Real quick, though, I gotta tee in the segment here. Trevor was so ready to go. That's Trevor Hauer, by the way.
Yeah.
our Bandits beat guy that we bring in for a little bit of a Bandits report. Now that the football season has ended and the Bandits still have this really weird schedule going on where they've had several bye weeks throughout the start of the year, and now they have a back-to-back for this weekend. Now I think it's comfortable to reintroduce the idea of having Trevor on for a little bit to bring you some Bandits news on the somewhat regular here. Now that the Bills are out of the playoffs are over, the NFL season's over. We did have him on for Wild Card Weekend. More to talk about the Bills than anything else than what we were originally intending to do here with Trevor. But this is what this is. The Bandits, though, last night winning 13-12 over the Toronto Rock on the road as they continue their undefeated streak to start the season. 7-0 on the year.
For the first time since 1996.
For the first time since 1996. This is why we have him on. And now, we'll dive fully into this now, Trevor, as we get your introduction out of the way.
Yeah, so it's you know what, Derek and Joe, it's great. Thank you for having me on. I love talking about the Bandits with you guys. I love being the Bandit aficionado on this show. But you know what? It's always fun covering a team that is undefeated. It's just really, really fun to watch. And that is the type of game that you got last night. No love was lost.
Correct.
On Valentine's Day between these two rivals, between the Bandits and the Toronto Rock. Obviously, mentioning the 5 spot in the first quarter, That was uncharacteristic. It was the first time all season long the Bandits were shut out in the first quarter, and they came back with a 3 spot in the second, 4 spot in the third, and a 6 spot. They put up a touchdown on the Toronto Rock there in the fourth quarter, and it was a lot of your secondary guys were starting to score. Kyle Buchanan with a hat trick, Tehoka Nanacoke, the clip that you heard Evan play coming out of the break there. That was the go-ahead goal to make it 10-9 on a great pass from Josh Byrne. You had Ian McKay continuing to score, Chase Fraser with a hat trick. Just an overall fantastic game from these guys. And if there's something that you should know if you're new to the sport of lacrosse, it is the Bandits and the Toronto Rock is a very one-sided rivalry over the past 2 years. The Bandits have not lost to the Toronto Rock since April 1st, 2023.
To be fair, that's probably a lot of teams dealing with the Buffalo Bandits at this point.
No, yeah, you're very right. You're very, very correct on that. And yeah, I mean, obviously, look at their standings, right? 7-0, and going into a game tonight, looking to go 8-0 for the first time since who knows when, with a big win, hopefully against the San Diego Seals. But what a kickstart to the weekend! Big come from behind victory. No lead is safe against this Bandits team.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I mean, looking at how they've performed. Yeah, they might get off to a slow start, right? Like we've seen that a couple other times throughout the season where it is close and then they end up pulling through in the end. This team just has the resolve to them that they're just not going to lose a game. And you mentioned how exciting it is to cover an undefeated team. Yet all football season we were covering a team, that defeated the so-called undefeated team at one
point,
right?
Right? Exactly.
And are we basically looking at the Kansas City Chiefs of the NLL? Like, is that kind of what we're looking at here? Because
kind of. The three-peat
is very much alive, right? The first year, they were there, right? They had a great record on the season. The Chiefs and Bandits both went to the championship and won. The year before that, they actually went to the championship and lost. And then, not the year before that, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And then the year after, though, the Bandits are 500. The Chiefs are on the road for every playoff game, right? Like, there's dualities between these two teams, and we hate one of them, but we love another.
Yeah,
so I think I do like the Kansas City comparison.
Yeah,
when you're on the receiving end of the undefeated team, it's so amazing. When you're on the, I guess, when you're getting dished out right against the undefeated team, and they just keep finding ways to win, it's so utterly frustrating.
I like
so it's
kind your of funny Kansas to see City the duality comparison, of it. Joe. I think that's really good. I heard someone, I think it was maybe the sideline reporter for TSN, they mentioned the 90s New York Yankees.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
I think that's more of a likable one here in Western New York. You know, you're talking about a Bandits team and you're comparing them to Derek Jeter. I mean, one of the all-time greats in Major League Baseball. I will also throw this out there. The Bandits have won, well, bleeding into last season, of course, 16 straight games.
That was the number I was looking for, actually. I had been quiet for a little bit because I was looking for how long it has been since they last lost a game.
If you want to put it in perspective, the last time they lost a game was in the middle of March last season against a now defunct organization in the Panther City Lacrosse Club in overtime. It's been that long. The last time they lost a game was against a team that no longer exists. Insane.
I don't know what words to say that haven't been said already at this point, because I feel like it's different within the last 2 years of this club. With how they broke the championship drought, it was a bumpy season. As a matter of fact, there was very much a threat that they would not make the playoffs at all.
Right.
Come in as the lowest seed and fight their way through the postseason. And now the last 2 years, it's just, no, we're this good, and there's barely a team that can stop us, even in the regular season right now.
It's championship or bust. They've set themselves up where anything else rather than a championship title lifted in Banditland is unacceptable, pretty much. And I think that's the way that you should really build your team. That's the mindset. Get to that winning level, and if it's nothing less than, or if it's anything less than a championship, it's a disappointment in the season. And the way that they've been playing so far this year, 7-0 on the year for the first time since 1996. Also, they won the championship in 1996, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Their head coach won it, didn't he?
Yeah, Johnny T. Johnny Tavares.
He
won it
in
92, 93, 96, and 08. And then twice as a head coach in 23 and 24.
I guess their key to the game is just having John Tavares involved in the team in some capacity, and they seem to just win championships.
I have seen in the past, though, like if they're missing a left-handed forward, or if maybe one of them's injured, he goes out, laces up, and practices with the fellas. He goes out there and shoots around.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely nuts. And you know what else helps, Joe, is when you go 15 of 29 in the faceoff dot against one of the best in the game, against TD Ehrling, when you got that hype man in Connor Farrell, who is a great locker room presence and one of the fan favorites on the team. I know when they played, who did they play a couple weeks ago? Was it Philadelphia? Or he took a penalty shot, and the whole crowd at the KeyBank Center was on their feet. And if he scored that goal, I think the roof would have blown off the place.
Yeah, it was against Albany.
Albany, that's right.
Yeah, the fire.
Albany on the on the first.
Yeah, yeah. That's is he the one who gets the "you need some milk"?
Yes.
Played over the speaker. Yes.
Yeah, nicknamed the milkman because growing up, I guess he drank like a gallon of milk every single day or something like that.
Oh, jeez.
And he always delivers. That's what somebody else in the fan base told me. Because
like
he always
that.
Delivers like a milkman does.
So, I guess looking at the matchup tonight against San Diego, right? It's are you seeing another victory for the Bandits? What does the San Diego team look like to you?
Well, you're looking at a San Diego team that's very, very sneaky, very under the radar. They do play the Bandits fairly well, but in their history, they have never beaten the Bandits once since they debuted in 2019, I believe, was when they became a franchise. But they always played the Bandits very, very well. I think the Bandits, what they need to focus on tonight if they want to win this game is you can't have any exhaustion spilling in from last night. The only downside from coming back down 5-0 is you had to exert that much energy, and then you have to play a game the night after. You hope that they're not exhausted. You hope that they're kind of riding into this game high off a big win, and you don't want them to. You didn't want them to use all their energy in last night's victory. That's the only concern you should have as a Bandits fan going into this one, because you know San Diego, they're a very sneaky team. They a lot of times over the past couple seasons they've been beating teams that really they shouldn't be beating. But then on the other side, San Diego loses against teams that you look at the score and you're like, you really just lost to that team? So it's going to be a little bit interesting going into tonight's game. And, you know, I think the Bandits are going to go into this game very, very high off of last night's victory, because coming back down 5-0, I know it's a game of runs in lacrosse, but you don't see that too often.
And you're also coming back to the rabid fan base in Buffalo that is very unique to the NLL as a whole.
Yeah.
Lacrosse is getting its following, and I do love that it is growing as a game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims.
Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There is no city like Buffalo when it comes to its support, though, because, oh boy.
The mecca of indoor lacrosse.
The mecca of indoor lacrosse, and also only one of three places that could even fit 19,000 people into their arenas.
Right.
Yeah.
Buffalo's the one selling it out.
Rochester plays where the Amherst play. There's not that many.
Like, Blue Cross Arena only could fit 10,000, for example.
Yeah.
There are three teams that use NHL arenas.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Philadelphia, Buffalo, Colorado? I'm guessing.
Calgary.
Oh, Calgary, that's right. Yep.
There's two others that play in NHL arenas that fit. Oh, excuse me. Three others that play in NHL arenas. Colorado, Vancouver, and Toronto.
Yes. Yep.
But Buffalo's the one that sells it out.
And it's the loudest. And they have a great road crowd as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, Albany, few-hour drive, Rochester, hour drive, Toronto, one-hour drive, right? Like, Buffalo's in a good spot for a lot of these road games where they can actually, the Bandit fans can travel. Really,
and it's
well.
A destination place with that in mind because of the fact that, hey, if you end up becoming a solid to good player on this team, you're being recognized around here. Or even more so, there's brand deals that are going to happen in Buffalo that aren't going to happen in a lot of other
Absolutely
places.
Absolutely right.
So it is the destination to go for a lacrosse player. And then you look at the tenant that hosts these games and the team that plays there as well, and just how more abound of a franchise that they are in the NHL.
And the rabid fan base. I always compare it to a wrestling crowd meets a football crowd. It's absolutely nuts. And you know what? You can be a young player on this team with a ton of skill set, and you're walking down Pearl Street and you're like, that guy's got my jersey on. That must be a pretty cool feeling for a young Bandit player that's really showing up. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
My jersey's on the rack at the Sabre store. That's pretty cool.
Yes, and I think, though, that it's huge for this team that they continue to be dominant in the way that they are because the foundation is in place. This is a team looking to win three in a row. This is a team that is one of the consistent forces in the NLL.
Virtually, you bring back the same core every single year.
How do you not choose to go here?
Right.
It's kind of what it is. If you have any sort of agency on your destination, you're just going to go to Buffalo.
Look at the checklist. You got the greatest indoor lacrosse player of all time behind the bench as your head coach. Rabid fans, super loud crowd, six championship banners hanging in the rafters at the KeyBank Center. Does that sound pretty cool?
And ever since John Tavares has taken over on the bench, there's only one time that they did not make it to the finals. And that was in 2020,
wow,
when the COVID pandemic happened.
Yeah, no one in a year where no one made the finals.
No one made the finals. No playoffs were held.
That's insane.
And they finished second in the league.
From the top down, they're a buttoned-up franchise, that's for sure. And
so when it comes to a finals,
Derek, it is good to see in that arena.
When it comes to a finals, this is not just a chance to win three in a row. It's a chance to get to five in a row.
Yeah.
appearing in five straight championship rounds.
Exceeding pre-COVID. Like 2019, they played the Calgary Roughnecks and came up short in the finals that year too.
Correct.
So I guess you can say Johnny T behind the bench, but also Matt Vince in goal.
Yes.
Has never had a season where he didn't play in the finals either.
Correct. They know what they're doing when it comes to building the roster and having the right coaches in mind and in place for that. So, Trevor, with that, we will let you go. What do we got on the table here? It's San Diego tonight in Banditland. What
time? San Diego tonight in Banditland, 7:30 face-off for Marvel Guardians of the Field or something like that night. They're wearing the light blue
threads.
They've
got Iron Man on their jerseys.
Yes, they do.
Iron Man running down the sleeves. It's going to be a great game. And then the wacky schedule continues as the Bandits travel all the way to the West Coast next week to face against the same exact team in the San Diego Seal. So you're going to see them back-to-back. Bandits pick up the sweep against the Toronto Rock. Still haven't lost to those guys in almost two calendar years. Mm-hmm. Then you got back-to-back against San Diego. So it's going to be pretty cool. Going to be definitely interesting to see how the Bandits play coming up on the West Coast.
Trevor Hauer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's Trevor Hauer there as he joins us talking about the Bandit lacrosse season that has been 7-0 for the Bandits as they continue their dominant ways. And 7:30 in Banditland down at KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo tonight. I cannot believe what I saw last night of them, Joe, because you look at it and it's like, all right, you're down 5-0 and now you're starting to trek back and they stop the run with a goal to make it 6-3 and it's like, okay, they're finally going to lose a game. No. And that's where it kind of like startles me about them. How different and dominant they are is a sight to behold. Especially because you look at the points leaders. Josh Burns 8 off of leading the league in points again. And he's played 2 less games. The Bandits have only played 7. They have played the least amount of games in the NLL.
Right. And they're still just dominant.
Dane Smith, by the way, the one that could be taking over, not Josh Burns. Burns in 6th in scoring. Dane Smith's in 3rd in scoring. And again, they've played only 7 games.
Right. So when the games equal out,
they'll probably be back to where they usually are, which is both of them threatening in the top 3.
Yeah. Well, even if it's insane to watch. Like when I've been at these games this season covering them, if they're not scoring, they're in the assist column. Like, they're getting points. Like, it's just unbelievable. They're involved in every way with the scores of some kind, you know? So their dominance is felt with or without them scoring goals.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable.
It is. And it's a sight to behold. I don't follow it as heavily. And I know that because there is more success going on with this team, I don't think that I could be necessarily accused of being a bandwagoner. But at the same time, yeah, it's not like it's very hard to have seen this team being bad in its entire history, though. That's the other portion of it. That crowd fills in 18 to 19,000 strong because of the fact that they have been consistently good for so long in their entire history. This isn't a team that had any of the lengthy playoff droughts that the Bills or the Sabres have had. They are consistently this good, historically. And while they had to search a long time for between championships, they are still one of the best teams consistently year in and year out in their league. And that's the part that continues to have people in droves showing up to this team, showing up to these games. And it's baffling to me, though, to see how dominant that they are right now.
It's just really fun to watch. Like, if there's any simple way to put it, I first got introduced in the championship run loss in 2021. And then it's been up and up and up from there. And you see everybody commenting, whether it be on Twitter, any social media, just like, wow, I just saw my first Bandits game. This sport's unbelievable. This team's unbelievable. And I mean, I know it's not the biggest league by any means. It is expanding considerably from what it was.
It's gaining and losing teams and cities every now and then as like teams are transferring out. New teams are being put in, though. So they are still fighting for popularity across the country.
Yeah, and the more, like, I know it's Zach Belter, right? One of the good Bandits players. Mm-hmm. He got his bell rung a couple weeks ago. You remember that clip?
Yep.
Barstool Sports gets a hold of it. Twitter gets a hold of it. It's everywhere. Like, as terrible as it was to see a Bandit player be at the face of that, guess what that brings in? Viewership. Because people see that and they're like, oh, I want to watch this, you know?
Yeah. It is funny to me just how dominant they are. Funny in a, like, wow, like, this is seriously just how good they are, how great they have been this year and last is, it's almost ridiculous. But
it is.
Here they go.
It's otherworldly.
I don't, like, 16 in a row, as Trevor said, that they've won. And that's disgusting. It's disgusting. Let's just call it what it is. But it's in a favorable way here. So, yeah, it's been interesting to see just how great they are. And now another game tonight when they have such a weird schedule going on here. Maybe to try to derail them, calm them down a little bit, and it's not working.
No. And they've done the back-to-back before in the championship, Albany last year.
We talked with John Gertler and Steve Brumell in consecutive weeks.
Yeah, they had ice baths on the bus, right? Like, it was crazy what they were doing in the championship series.
Yes.
So I don't think it's out of their nature to be able to handle something like this at all.
It is. It's not surprising in the slightest with how they get things done. But still, to watch it is something to marvel at. That's the thing. All right. And we come back. By the way, Paul Hamilton joining us at 1 o'clock as we'll talk hockey, the Four Nations tournament going on. Maybe you have to ask him a Sabres question or two. But we'll talk with Paul at the top of the hour as well here. As Sports Talk Saturday rolls on, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.